I'm Tracy Ellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. So, Senator, what have you been up to this week?
Well, it's been a busy week in the state Senate. We've been focused a lot on the budgets and the floor debate. The state Senate has passed its three budget proposals, the operating budget, the transportation budget, and the capital budget. I voted for the transportation budget and the capital budget, but I voted against the operating budget.
What is the operating budget, and why did you vote against it?
The state operating budget is the budget that funds the day-to-day operations of the state, which includes K-12 education, higher education, health and human services, and natural resources, and other programs. But this particular biennium has seen a huge increase in the budget proposal. The Senate Democrats proposed nearly a $60 billion two-year budget. And just the current budget that we're operating under is a $54 billion two-year budget. So to go from $54 billion to $60 billion is a huge increase.
Where's this money coming from? $60 billion seems like a lot.
Well, that's right. To get to the nearly $60 billion figure, what the Senate Democrats have proposed to do is to spend all of the $2 billion budget stabilization account, which is known as our rainy day fund. So they're completely draining that in this budget proposal. And they're also spending all of the revenue, the extra revenue that the state is collecting in this upcoming revenue forecast, which was great news, but now they're proposing to spend it all. And the budget also pushes through a lot of federal stimulus dollars. But in addition to that, it imposes a capital gains income tax in our state and uses the revenue or assumes the revenue from that. So it was definitely not a budget I could support.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.